of kids, when they're growing up, want to be firemen, astronauts, a baseball star. It's not what Brian was looking for. At a very early age, he wanted to have his own business. As a teenager, he truly did build a business plan. It might have been 12 or 13, I don't remember. The business literally has become Eastside AD. His original plan was he was going to have a core product. He didn't know what it was going to be, but it had to do something with the house. And his goal was that he would provide a service to his customers, but that he would have contacts, people that if he, in today's world, he does the audio video, but he wanted to be able to provide his customers a handyman or a plumber, an electrician, a deck builder, a painter, whatever they needed, he wanted to be able to provide them someone who would be trustworthy and that Brian could look him in the eye and say, call this person, they're good, they'll help you out. So literally, from the time he was a teenager, that was his dream. And he's achieved that with Eastside AD. More so than he ever thought possible. Brian was able to achieve his dream. Most people don't. And so for that, I'm thankful, because even though it's cut short, he achieved his life's goal. Yesterday, Jen and I went to a B&I meeting. Met people we'd never met before. These are people that he would meet once a week for several years. We ended up consoling them more than they consoled us. It was like a second family. As parents, Renee and I have always been concerned that being a single male without a family, that Brian was always going to be alone. And as parents, you prefer not to have that. Today, as I look out the side at how many people are standing there. Hi, guys. Brian wasn't alone. As Jeff had said earlier, he touched many, many people's lives. Some of you have known Brian from literally the time you were born. And so you guys would be in your mom's tummies at the same time. Some as BBYO, AZA. Some people are young. Some people are not that old. Brian connected with every level, every human on the earth. As an adult, we haven't really been that much part of Brian's life for 20 years. You know, you don't really know once your child becomes an adult what their every day-to-day life is like. It hurts that he's gone. I miss him terribly. But I'm also very proud. I'm proud that he had the impact with all of you. That he wasn't alone. That every part of his life, he was with people that cared enough to come here today. Many flew in. Many made difficult choices to get here. Lastly, I just want to say that if Brian was right here and I would ask him, he would whisper in my ear, "Dad, it is what it is, and we need to go move forward. Thank you all for coming."
Can I ask you to please rise?